The title of the poem is Apology for the Book of Creatures. Preface. Song commits melody, words commit memory, to words, to world. A syllable refers to breath, not bird. A music underneath the bird sings the bird, not known, not spoken, not known. And if by bird I mean the world, I mean this world, a bird sings, a song beneath a song, not what I know, pine siskin in pine, water thrush deep in wood, ignorance no vice, knowledge no good. The author and his book. To distract himself from the world by meditating on the world's end, or his end in the world, which is the world's end. My father asked the learned men to gather around his bed their wisdom as he lay dying, not courage, not comfort, to say more simply what we know of beginnings, for beginnings seem to be more than half the whole. A blank quintessence on a page, a sun, some light suddenly governed by law not written, universe, an ink bottle starred, a shattered ink spreading night outward, a dark glowing against another dark, gentle variance of dark form against dark nothing, the emptiness into which emptiness enters if the spilled ink into something flows, the chaos in the mouth. So they spoke the paradoxes at the foot of his bed, shuffling their feet, the wise look at their feet as they talk, the learned out their mouths, the door, a some light into which they leave, seeing the seen and stating the fact, not death, but the knob on the door inverts the scene, it reflects, the chamber expands as it grows convex until a hand shrouds it darkly to leave and leaves. A book in Spanish scrambled with Latin endings. My father asked me to translate and read out loud the fine ideas as he died. First objection, defense. Beneath their zeal, they hide a fact. They love more than mystery, a mind unraveling faith into reason. They claim they believe, so we believe. They discover the fact their own hand hid the mind in the cloud, then hid the cloud in smoke, then called the smoke a morning fog. They loved to look through the mist to see, so they saved their eyes from the sun. A stone on an altar painted gold, mud pressed into a stone by a hand painted gold. There is in God no granite, no gold, no grain, no light, no flame, or so I might think if I was a faithful man. Who could close my mind by widening my eye? Who could absent my eye by opening my heart? Who could still my heart by closing my hand? Who could think with the blood in my hand? Who could open my hand in my mind to think? Who could see the world would love the world. I would love the world more than the mystery of the world. No fact dispels the fog. We consider the motes of dust, the water clasps, a fact that forms a cloud. They say a drop of faith can move a mountain. It is a proof they believe, so they ask us to believe. Then they put a cloud in front of a mountain, and the mountain slowly disappears. First objection, conclusion. Divinity keeps its distances, impossible argument to redeem faith, a lightning-like motion in a cloud. No better than the animals. To implore, threatened, remind, to adore, they have no tongue but their eyes to speak, to beg mercy, to warn. The animals, the beasts, express no ideas. A celestial sphere is a music to distract the wolf's ear from the dew-rimmed grass, parting at a hare's nervous step. the sound of an envelope opened with a knife, but louder. And the dew that wets her fur drops from her whiskers when she's wary, a woman's shoe dropped on a parquet floor. But Saturn sings no song in the wolf's ear. No hero in a star, no philosophy. A star is a small light reflected on the surface of the sow's eye. We cannot say what they say and hear, the animals and beasts, nor can they tell us a star is as a fly on the surface of the dead orb of the slaughtered sow's eye, and not a quantity of light with a name. They can be subtle in the dark, as walking at dusk beneath the trees, leaning dark over the road in silhouette, the bats fly angular, a leather wing is silent, but I can feel the wing almost glance my ear, the air a wing pushes in its flight, a silent wind by which we know the wing exists. And only after the high-pitched drone the mosquito hummed in my ear disappears did I know I'd heard the pest and, annoyed, was raising my hand up to swat it. The bees swarm to build a hive of paper milled in mouths, and countless fly out a single hole to gather a meadow into a hive. Honey, an amber light, a quintessence, each bee carries pollen as his burden, and some say, seeing the bees abundant in a field, but each of one pursuit, an ancient man said, the bees exist as a single mind that thinks multiply. He said, the bees work as God thinks. A dog, unable to drink the water at the pitcher's bottom, drops pebble after pebble until the water reaches his tongue. A ring of ivory and a ring of horn, kept in a box from horn carved and decorated with silver chased into an elephant adorned with jewels eating grass. And we tell them what to do. When we tell the ox to turn the wheel, to thresh the corn so we may eat, when we goad the sow on to the knife, when we strike the horse to arrive early at the party where another man's wife plans to meet us behind the ferns, when we send our dog into the woods to flush out the fox that eats the fowl, we eat and from her roost steal eggs for our plate, and on our mantle display the hollow eggs of rarer birds, an ashtray of an ostrich egg, and we ask the carpenter to carve the credenza's legs into lion's claws beneath the mane and muzzle, teeth bared in open mouth. We ask for a menace in the glass eyes to convince of the danger we once faced when the lion charged through the grass, who now hangs upon a wall. When we send the cow to slaughter so we can gild our Play-Doh in leather, when we send the cow to slaughter, our voice grows quiet or grows low or rises in intonation as if we were asking permission to, or asking our tutor a question. If now is when we close our book.